Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show. We are now live on the air. Welcome to our Wednesday night edition, Super Bowl week edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show tonight. And I'm your host, one of your hosts, actually, the Miracle Man. And he is, Brother Sam here is the Preacher Man. And we're so glad you could join us tonight, wherever you may be accessing this show from. And so, I'm here at McDonald's on South Saginaw Road. I just got done eating the grandest burger of them all at McDonald's that is only available for a limited time. Yes, I'm talking about the Grand Mac. The 870-calorie bomb. But I got it because it was only a dollar because they have a mobile offer deal. That offer deal on the mobile app that you could get it for a dollar if you used mobile ordering to get it. So I got it alongside a medium fry and a medium Coke with no ice. Very good burger, but they pack a lot of stuff in it for having three buns. Mine was packed full. It was rather messy, but delicious. So I'd highly recommend it. Nice fast food burger. By McDonald's standards, and great burger. And reminder that it's only available for a limited time. And yes, at this point in time, I'm taking a sip of the wonderful Coca-Cola, the world's favorite beverage. Best beverage ever. What do you have to say, Preacher Man?
Hey, listen, you got to get it right. There's Dr. Pepper is the real drink, not Coca-Cola.
Or
a good Starbucks or Big B, whichever way you like to go there.
I stick to the sodas, and the second favorite would probably be either like a Slurpee or something like that, or a milkshake. A nice good old peanut butter shake from Sonic or something.
Yeah.
Sonic's awesome. I just wish we had one up here. And we better have a Sonic in heaven. We better. I need one in my mansion. I need a Sonic in my mansion. Okay, I want one. But nonetheless, I am live at McDonald's on 1711 South Saginaw Road in Midland, across from Kmart, and northwest of a Marathon gas station and southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office. And so I'm in the back of the restaurant, so you can come find me and say hi to me as I broadcast live from McDonald's. And so here is the plan for tonight. We're going to read the Word of God and talk about, exhort based on what I read and whatever the Lord has put on my heart for the evening. We're going to read Exodus 21 tonight, as well as Hebrews 11 and the first couple verses of Hebrews 12. Then I'm going to exhort. After that, we're going to have our sports segment, which tonight, that segment will be a major focus on the Super Bowl game, which is on Sunday night. We're going to have the coin flip, and I will explain what is going to happen when the time comes to do it, how the rule is going to be between me and my helper. And just so he hears it, so he knows what to watch for when I do it, the rule is going to be, I've already predetermined to call heads before I flip it. The coin flip is going to be based on which side the coin lands on. If it lands on heads, I called heads, so if it lands on heads, that means the team who I have decided who I think is going to win is going to be my prediction. If it goes to tails, then it means the other team will win instead. And based on no matter what I pick, based on wherever that coin lands, I'm going to give supporting reasons as to why that team will win. So we're going to have fun with it. I'm still thinking about a parody song that I'm going to do, but I'm going to do that after the pick is made, and what is picked. And so might be something where instead of baby, it might be Brady. So we'll see what happens. And so that'll be coming later. Also, a Pistons update on last night to what happened with the Pistons last night. Also, Red Wings are going back into action. So, we'll end on that. And so, the plan for tonight is we're going to read the word. We're going to exhort. Then, we're going to do our sports, the big anchor portion being the Super Bowl. And why the team I pick is going to win. So it's going to be a good show tonight. So before we get into the meat of the night, as they would say, the meat of the night, I'm just going to give the quick how-to for people to share with the listeners. For people to share with other friends and family members. So, with that in mind, veterans, and by veterans, I mean those who have listened to the show for a decent amount of time. Bear with me, please, for a few minutes. So, you're thinking, how do I got some people who I know, some family members, who are interested in this great show that I've been listening to. You know, this great preacher and Miracle Man show. Where is it, and how do I get people connected? Well, here's what you tell them. On your mobile device or on your computer, go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com. All one word, blogtalkradio.com. Then you'll see a search bar. In that search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. And then you'll see the link for us. It should say either Living Large or Preacher and Miracle Man. And whichever one it is, you click that link, and then you'll be connected. We have 78 episodes. I mean, this is the 78th time we've done this together, and it's been awesome. We've done a lot of great things. We did some great stuff at Christmas. I've done my football picks ever since the season started. We've done a lot of great word. Last night I talked for a bit about the Ten Commandments and why it's so important. By the way, I would highly encourage you to go back, people, and listen to last night's show. Those of you who did not listen to it last night. It'll be good for you. So please do that. That follow button, please. Hit that follow button. When you get on the show webpage, hit that follow button. Because then what's going to happen is you're going to get notified right before we're about to do a show. You're going to get a notification, and it's going to say in about 30 minutes, the Preacher and the Miracle Man show will go live. For example, on Tuesday night, you'll get a notification, and it'll say, Preacher and Miracle Man show going live. And it'll say tags like Faith, Fun, Super Bowl, Pistons, as I'll be at the Pistons game Monday night, and I'll be tweeting. I am going to pick that game live on the show as far as who's going to win. So be listening for that. So, yeah. Here, also, you know, we always have a great saying that we say every time we do this, and that is this. It is a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone or on your iPad or on your laptop or your desktop. And so, we're so glad they could join us and be with us to do this. And we always say, let's change the world through faith and miracle. I mean, faith and radio. Excuse me. Now, also, we have a telephone number where you can call into the show and get on live with us and talk to us. It's a great tool. You get to call in and speak to us. We'd be glad to talk to you. You want some prayer? You believe in God for a miracle? You want to talk about the Pistons, or you want to talk about the Super Bowl? You want to agree with me? You want to debate me? You can call us live on the show. And we have a telephone number that you can call us in at. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. You'll press 1. After being prompted to do so, you press 1. Then you'll be taken through the call screener, and then we'll let you in to talk to us live. Now, we do have two rules that we kindly ask you to follow, and these aren't about hostility. These are just to help provide a nice quality show. Rule number one, this show is not a political program. That's not what I do. That's not what Preacher Man does. And there are other great, solid shows that you can listen to that talk about politics all the time. People like Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Laura Ingraham, among others, many of which you can listen to on one of the area radio stations here in the Midland Bay City Saginaw area. And Preacher Man, we don't do that. If you do want to talk about politics, here's what's going to happen. We're going to ask you to pray for your leaders. Also, if it's to complain, you know, about some certain leader, you know what we're going to ask you to also do? We're going to ask you to go vote next time. Because if you didn't vote, you don't have nothing to complain about when it comes to the leaders. So help us with that rule, please. And then it'll be good. Rule number two, family-friendly show. This radio show, even though it's on the internet and the airwaves aren't necessarily as restrictive as the public offline airwaves, we still, being this show, this is a family show. We want everybody to be comfortable. No, we're not politically correct by any means, but we want parents to feel comfortable allowing their kids to listen to this program. And so we've basically adopted a rule for guidelines on language. Here's exactly how the rule works. If you wouldn't say it to Jesus, don't come say it on this program. And so we have that rule. And we do it again in love. We don't do it to be hostile. We love you all. And we're so glad you would come on and join us. And so to help us with that, it will all be good. Now, I should say we are going to now proceed into the meat of the night. And as usual, we're going to open in the word of prayer. People, if you're listening and you know, and you have a heavenly language, I haven't done this yet, but I feel like tonight I'm going to just pray in tongues for a minute. Let's Shudra Ma Shudra Ma Na Baba Leda Nama Nama Shudra Ma Na 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 Kudre Shudra Ma Nama Nama Na Kudre Ma Na Na Shudra Ma Na Shudra Ma Lord Jesus. By the way, folks, what I just did is called praying in tongues. It's something what spirit-filled Christians do sometimes when they, you know, times when they pray. We pray in tongues. People might say, oh, it sounds like baby talk, or oh, it, you know, God understands what you're saying, whether you do or not, when you're speaking in tongues. And it's part of being filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have, you're not, if you just know Jesus, but you're not filled with the Holy Ghost and you have that heavenly language, you can ask God to fill you. And then you can, you just start, you know, God will just give you, you'll get filled with the Spirit, and then if you purpose to pray in tongues, you know, you pray in tongues, then it'll be good for you. Because me and Preacher Man are both big believers in praying in tongues and just praying in the Spirit. And so that was just on me for a minute. And I'll get deeper into this at another time, but it won't be tonight. But it is a great thing. Praying in tongues is awesome. But so speak on that at another time. But now for the meat of tonight, dear Jesus, I thank you for this great show. I thank you, Lord God, that you bless me and that you bless the Preacher Man and you redeem our time, all our time that we've put into this. I thank you, Lord God, that you would just redeem our time and resources. And I claim, Lord God, that you would just speak to us tonight. Anoint my lips. Anoint Miracle Preacher Man's lips. And if there's anything you want the Preacher Man to come on and say, just give him the freedom to just come on and say it. And Lord, we give you the freedom tonight to come on and interrupt this program as you wish. We love you tonight, Jesus. And I pray right now over these listeners that they would learn tonight from your word as we open it and study it tonight. And I thank you that they would take the word to heart tonight and the truths, Lord God, that are so vital. And I just thank you that they would get something tonight from the Holy Scriptures. And I thank you for listeners coming. I mean, I thank you, Lord God, for other parts of the show, Lord God. I thank you for continued growth in this program in terms of increased listenership. And I give you praise and glory for increased listenership. I thank you, Lord God, that money is going to pour in so that we can improve the quality of the show. And we can get some sponsors going, and then we'll be able to do some great things. And so I just thank you, Lord God, for this great evening and for your hand on us and your hand on these listeners. And I give you praise and glory and honor for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now with that, Open your Bibles, if you would, please, to the book of Exodus, chapter 21. Hallelujah. I believe everything my Bible says, no matter what the devil says, no matter what people say, no matter what my circumstances say. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And if you're in a safe place where you can open your Bible, by all means, please do that. This is not just the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. We want you to come on and participate with us. And so generally what we say is, if we pray, you pray. If we sing, you sing. If we, if we're studying, you study with us. If we're, just loving on God and just quietly like worshiping the Lord somehow, by all means, do that. And if I'm exhorting, you pay attention. And that's the way this works. Because we believe there is great value in participation and engagement. So, if you could please help us with that, it'll be great. Now, I have found my place, and I begin right with verse 1 of Exodus 21. These are the laws that you are to set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he is to serve you for 6 years. But in the seventh year, he shall go free without paying anything. If he comes alone, he is to go free alone. But if he has a wife, when he comes, she is to go with him. If his master gives him a wife and she bears him sons, or daughters, the woman and her children shall belong to her master, and only the man shall go free. But if the servant declares, I love my master and my wife and children, and I do not want to go free, then the master must take him before the judges, and he shall take him to the door or to the doorpost, and he shall pierce his ear with an awl. Then he will be his servant for life. If a man sells his daughter as a servant, she is not to go free as men servants do. If she does not please the master who has selected her for himself, he must let her be redeemed. And he has no right to sell her to foreigners because he has broken faith with her. And if he selects her for his son, he must grant. Hang on, I'm just turning the page. He must grant her the rights of a daughter. If he marries another woman, he must not deprive the first one of her food, clothing, and marital rights. if he does not provide her with these three things, she is to go free without any payment of money. Verse 12, personal injuries. Anyone who strikes a man and kills him shall surely be put to death. However, if he does not do it intentionally, but God lets it happen, he is to flee to a place that I will designate. But if a man schemes and kills another man, take him away from my altar and put him to death. Wow, death penalty right there. Death penalty. Death penalty. And anyone who attacks his father or his mother must be put to death. And anyone who kidnaps another and either sells him or still has him when he is caught must be put to death. And anyone who curses his father or his mother must be put to death. If men quarrel and one hits the other with a stone or with his fist and he does not die, is confined to bed. The one who struck will not be held responsible if the other goes up and he walks around outside with his staff. However, he must pay the injured man for the loss of his time, and he must see that he is completely healed. Verse 20. If a man beats his male or female slave with a rod, and the slave does as a direct result, he must be punished. But he is not to be the slave gets up after a day or two, since the slave is his property. But if men who are fighting, if they hit a pregnant woman and she gives birth prematurely, but there is no serious injury, then the offender must be fined whatever the woman's husband demands of the allows. But if there is serious injury, then you are to take life for life. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound. Oh, by the way, quarterback interception for quarterback interception. Does it say that? It does not say that. But it says foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound. And then it says booze for booze. If a man hits a manservant or a maidservant in the eye and he destroys it, then he must let the servant go free to compensate for the eye. And if he knocks out the tooth of a manservant or a maidservant, then he must let the servant go. He must let the servant go free for the tooth. And if a bull gores a man or a woman to death, the bull must be stoned to death, and its meat must not be eaten. But the owner of the bull will not be held responsible. If, however, the bull has had the habit of groping, and the owner has been warned, but he has not kept it pinned up, and it kills a man or a woman, the bull must be stoned, and the owner also must be put to death. However, if payment is demanded for him, then he may redeem his life by paying whatever is demanded. This law also applies if the bull gropes a son or a daughter. If the bull gropes a male or a female slave, then the owner must pay 30 shekels of silver to the master of the slave, and the bull must be stoned. If a man uncovers a pet, digs one, and fails to cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls into it, the owner of the pet must pay for the loss, and he must pay its owner, and the dead animal will be his. And if a man's bull injures the bull of another and it dies, then they are to sell the live one and divide both the money and the dead animal equally. However, if it was known that the bull had the habit of groping, yet the owner did not keep it pinned up, then the owner must pay animal for animal, and the dead animal will be his. Now, let's go to Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the wonderful word. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to talk about faith some more. And we are strong believers in faith here. And so, again, you got 1 to 12. Preacher man. Hey, preacher man. Hey, preacher man. Well, I am going to...
Hey, I'm here. Hang on, you got a caller calling in, and my mouse quit working on my computer for some reason, but it's going now. Here we go. Hang on. Go ahead, caller. You're live with the Miracle Man.
Yes, Miracle Man, I just wanted to tell you that the prayer that you prayed about finances coming in and more listeners and greater support, I absolutely believe that where the word of the Lord is preached, that there is growth and there is life and there is abundance, and that Jesus Christ is our source. And I think that it is commendable that you continue to stand in faith And I am extremely, extremely proud of the fact that the Word of God is the greatest emphasis of your show. And I think if you give people faith, you're giving them hope and love and life. And what is greater to give to anyone on the face of the earth than the elements that you are preaching from the Word of God? And I want to remain anonymous because I'm calling from New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, actually, and I am just overwhelmed with gratitude at the quality of show that you produce. And I speak the blessing of the Lord God Almighty on
Amen.
Your show. May it grow and grow, and may you prosper and be in perfect health all the rest of the days of your abundant life, River Shukla.
Thanks, caller.
Amen. Amen,
thank,
amen.
Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
That was so beautiful. Now, preacher man.
Yeah.
So, you got verse 1:1-12. Because I was gonna start reading mine, just about to, but then you came back on. So now we're ready
right.
to go with verse 1 of the Hebrews 11, as I already read.
Here we go.
Alrighty.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which were seen, which are seen, were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he, God, is. With faith, it's possible to please him because you believe God exists and he rewards you when you diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promises in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city, which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Take it away.
All righty. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped with him. He was leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, she was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith they conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and they gained what was promised. They shut the mouths of lions. They quenched the fury of the flames, the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle, and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in desert and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now, we're going to read the first couple of verses of Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking about this earlier, this thought that together with us would the believers that went before, that were before us, you know, these Bible characters, people who are in the Bible, such as Barak, Samson, David, and all these other people who were in the Bible, all these people who were in the Bible for a variety of reasons. You know, they were in there, all these people from Bible stories. Many of them had great faith, like David, for example. We think about David and how he fought the lion and won. He fought the bear and he won. He fought foreign armies and he won. Saul has fought his thousands, and David tens of thousands. One man can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. And so faith was what helped them win the battles for David. And he was able to win many battles through faith in God. You know, David wasn't supposed to beat Goliath. He was a young guy at the time. He wasn't a big guy. But David was, I mean, Goliath was this great big giant. And David, oh, that giant clawed and nailed and, you know, was doing some things. And he was, you know, just clawing and nailing, trying to hurt David, trying to, you know. And David was able to wipe it out. And he took those stones out of that shepherd's bag. And he said, in the name of Jesus, you fall. You know, they used the stones, the five stones, and that giant came tumbling down. And, you know, the story in David and Goliath is amazing. And it's not just a cool thing to read, you know, if you want some kind of action story or something like that. There is actual good biblical value in it, that God can kill giants and help us. You know, and God can help. It can help David kill Goliath, then God can help us with whatever giants we're facing. they might not be as big as some of us physically. And it might not be physical. Could be sicknesses, could be diseases, could be tests, could be interviews, could be a lot of different things. And God wants to help us. God wants to help us. God does not want us to be defeated. Through faith, we win. You know, through faith and with God's help, we win. We're not defeated. You know, the devil, he's totally, you know, the devil's defeated, the darkness defeated. And if our God is for us, what can stand against us? Nothing. When you're going through, you're facing giants, talk to God for help. And just say, Lord God, I want to be a giant killer. And when things are coming about, you want to be able to defeat the giant, not let the giant, whatever you're facing, defeat you. Mark Barclay has a series. Dr. Barclay has a series on giant killers that he preached several years ago. And you can go to markbarclay.com to check it out. As I'm going to go back and listen to it and look at that series myself, because I think this stuff is valuable for Christians. Because in life, we're all going to go through some of us are going to face some giants. You know, when I was little, when that spirit of death was upon me, my mom, my pastor, you know, they fought hard through faith. We were able to beat that giant, those giants, that giant called cancer, that giant called seizures, that giant called deafness. My immune system used to be terribly weak. And through God, it's gotten better and better. And it's been at least a couple of years since I had a really bad cold that totally took me out. It's been several years since I've had that. And I praise God for it. I haven't had a stomach flu in quite a while. Several years, like a good 5 years plus. And we all get a little sore throat here and there, runny nose and that, but my immune system is weak no longer. But when I was 2 years old, 3 years old, 1 year old, my immune system was not strong. And God has healed it. And I now have a very good immune system. And he healed my kidneys. He's done a lot of great things. And those giants that were against me were slain. Now, those of you who are listening to this program, I want you to say this. I'm a winner. And you proclaim, you know, that I'm not defeated. I'm a winner. I win the battles. Jesus helps me. I don't let things win over me. Oh, and by the way, if you're scared, you say, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he has given me power, a spirit of power, spirit of love, and a sound mind. That's right. Jesus gave me a spirit of power, spirit of love, and sound mind. And if you can have a sound mind, then win more battles that way. Because I'm quoting Brother Simrall again. I've done it before. I'm doing it again. If you haven't won the battle in your mind, you have not won the battle. Period, 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 period. That's how it is, spiritually speaking. If you haven't won the battle in your mind, you have not won the battle in these other areas either. So that verse comes to me right now. That, especially the part of that verse in Romans where it says, don't be transformed. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, you think about God, that giant killers. Yes. And if our God is for us, no one can stand against us. Nothing can stand against us. So, we got a song tonight that I'm going to sing before I close this portion of the show with a word of prayer. I got a song that I'm going to sing that's going to be very fitting. So here we go. Water you've turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? no one could stand against. Hallelujah. Nothing can stand against us. Nothing can stand against us. That devil, all that other stuff, is defeated. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the word tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that you help us, that we are giant killers. That we're giant killers. And that we can make it through things. And I just thank you, Lord God, that people take this to heart tonight. That they get of a winner. And I just thank you that people would understand, that people would put this into practice, and that people, these people, will feel hope tonight, and that these people will love you like they haven't loved you before. And Lord, before I close this portion of the show, I just pray, Lord God, that people who are suffering from depression or other similar diseases like PTSD or anything like that that's in their mind, I just pray, Lord God, that you would give them comfort and you would give them joy, and that nothing would be able to steal their joy. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you would be with us all. And I just give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Miracle Man.
Yes, Preacher Man.
I want to pray and agree with the caller from New Mexico.
Let's do that.
Father, in Jesus' name, Miracle Man and I, we add our faith-filled words, our prayer of agreement with the caller. And we declare that we reach the people you've designed this program to reach. We don't care whether it's 10 people or 10 million. That's up to you. But we declare in the name of Jesus that our, all of us that are a part of the show, that we say the right things, we do the right things, and we reach the people that you've designed us to reach with this show. Draw to this show those who need this message that we're bringing every time. Draw them here. So that our words can be words of healing and blessing and strength to them. And we know that when we walk in the light as you're in the light, and we have fellowship with you, you lead us in the paths of righteousness, and we accomplish your purpose on this earth. Thank you that you promised to abundantly bless us. We're not chasing money. We know money's chasing us. We're not chasing folks. We know that folks are drawn to the word that we're speaking. Give us wisdom. Teach us to number our days and apply our heart to the wisdom you give us of how to reach the right people with this program. And wherever those people are, we declare it now, draw them to us and draw us to them. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, and for your glory, amen, and amen, and amen.
Amen. Now, thank you for that beautiful prayer. Now, the Super Bowl is coming up, and I'm going to do coin toss very shortly, but I have a couple of things from last night to give first. Number one, the Pistons last night were able to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers last night by a final score of 115-104.
Lions! Oh, that's the wrong score. Go ahead.
So that ends an 8-game losing streak for the Pistons, and they have another home game tomorrow night. In related news, I will be live at the Detroit Pistons game on Monday evening at 7 o'clock as the Pistons are taking on the Portland Trailblazers. Again, this is in Detroit, Monday, 7 p.m. I will be at the game. I will be live tweeting as far as what's going on, as far as end of quarter score updates. Andre Drummond just got another double-double, as he scored 10 points or 12 points or whatever, and 10-plus rebounds. And it's going to be a great game Monday. I'm looking forward to it. And as for a prediction for Monday, what do I, the Miracle Man / Miracle Sports Broadcaster, predict for Monday night? I predict that the Pistons are going to, in fact, beat the Portland Trailblazers by a score of 108-100. 108-100 Pistons. Yes, I do believe Drummond will have a double-double, as he's had so many of them this year. But in news of the Pistons-Cavs game from last night, Kevin Love for the Cavaliers is out for 6 to 8 weeks with a broken hand. So Cleveland Cavaliers, if they want to improve and continue their winning ways, they'll have to do it without Kevin Love. Also, Red Wings are starting up again tomorrow. Now, it is time. It is time to do it. Got the
Go Eagles.
I got the coin out. I'm gonna toss it on the table.
Which one's which?
I'm not gonna say which is which. I called heads. If it lands on heads, then the team I have pre-predicted to win is going to be who I think will win the Super Bowl. If it lands on tails, then it'll be the other team. And heads equals, I'm going to keep it in suspense. So.
Go Eagles!
I'm going to do it. Right now.
Go Eagles!
What is it? What did it land on? Is it heads or is it tails?
Tails.
Oh, it's tails! This means the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my!
But according to my prediction, it's going to be close. It's going to be close, and they're going to have to score early and often in order to do it, in order to stave off a Brady comeback, like what happened last year when they took on the Falcons in Super Bowl number 51 in Houston, Texas.
And Tom Brady has an extra finger, so he's going to be able to throw better.
Six fingers.
This will not be deflate gate. This will be finger gate.
Okay.
All right, then.
Okay, boys. So now, I do think that the Eagles can do this if they do good at running the football, because three great running backs, and also they also have the backup quarterback is in Nick Foles, who is in for the original starter who was taken out after he tore his ACL. So Nick Foles has improved in the last several weeks of the season, as well as in the playoffs. Keep in mind that they would have lost to the Falcons if they didn't stop the Falcons on the Falcons' last drive, because it had been like first and goal, like at the 4. They were able to sack Matt Ryan, and then Falcons got a penalty, and then they were able to get the ball back and run it out that way. The Eagles were, as they had won that game 15-10. The next week, the Eagles went out and played the Vikings. And at first, Vikings throw for a touchdown. Keenan throws for a touchdown. Gets him up 7-0, but to no avail. Keenan throws a pick, and the resulting, which leads to a resulting touchdown. In that same play, it was a pick 6 by Keenan. And the Eagles defender ran it in for a touchdown, which made it 7-7 with a perfect extra point. And then for the Eagles, there was no looking back after that. They just continued to roll and roll and roll. They ran it down the throats of the Vikings by running and by passing. Very potent. And what I think that score is going to actually be, it's going to be Eagles 24, Patriots 22. I think the Patriots are going to go for a couple touchdowns. Then they're going to go for a touchdown with the two-point conversion that they're going to get. And then I think what's going to happen is they'll need a field goal, but they won't be able to convert on it. They're not going to be able to get a field goal. Is it going to be 24-0 or 28-3 at some point? No. I don't think the Patriots are going to let that happen, even though I still think the Eagles are going to win. So, Nick Foles, a couple of years ago, he almost retired after he had been benched a couple of years ago. He almost retired from the NFL. Now he's 29 years old. He was able to get back on the football field after the injury to their starter. And so he's been able to develop a bit more and get a bit stronger as the weeks have progressed. And Brady, still doing great. He's 40 years old, but he's been getting sacked a little more lately. So if the Patriots were to win, again, this is not who I have picked based on the coin flip. Due to the coin flip, I have picked the Eagles. And based on where it landed, if the Patriots were to beat the Eagles, then Brady would have to work through the sacks or how to limit the sack, because, you're not always going to complete all your passes, for one. Secondly, when you're at the age of 40, you're trying to throw the football. Oh, and by the way, you're in the Super Bowl. There's going to be pressure on the quarterback at times. What do you expect? You've got to be able to overcome the pressure if you want to win the ball game via the football throw. And I was just thinking of a song. No false starts, no interference, season tickets, Super Bowl tickets and a one-way ride. Hey, QB, pay my dues. I know exactly what I'm gonna do. Hey, mama, look at me. I know exactly where I'm gonna be. Everybody knows it's true. I'm on my way to the promised land. I'm on the highway to fame. 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 Foles, throw the football. You're gonna be the best one ever seen. Hey, Brady, move over. You're no getting over now. Hey, mama, what can't you see? And now we just won by three. Hey, daddy, I do. I know my friends are gonna be there too. Yeah, I'm on the highway to fame. 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 There you go. That is highway to fame, baby. The highway to fame for getting the Eagles their first Super Bowl win, if they're able to get it done, as they look to spoil Brady's sixth Super Bowl win and sixth finger. No. By the way, in case all of you were wondering, Tom Brady is not getting a sixth finger surgically put on his hand. He's going to have to find somewhere to put that ring. Going to have to, if he's able to do it. Would it surprise me if the Patriots won? No. And quite honestly, I think it's a 50-50 chance it would go either way, but I had to pick somebody. That's why I did a coin flip and picked the game that way. So, if you want to debate me, those of you who want to debate me, you can. And personally, I love the Patriots. I love Brady. I love that defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia.
God always.
And so.
Are you there?
Folks, yes.
God folks, first and God always.
So,
in
folks.
In the name of Jesus. In the
so
name
folks,
of Jesus. Bless
folks,
you, everybody. Bless
until,
you for being a part of our show. May God richly bless your life, your family. Never forget, Jesus is Lord. He's performing a miracle somewhere right now today. Might as well be for you. In Jesus' name.
So until next time, God first, God always. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I'll see you next time.